Moshet Albina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. U.S. Arab tensions over the Gaza plan. Egyptian positions delay El-Sisi's visit. Netanyahu threatens war empowered by Trump but accepts returning to the agreement on Saturday. Government begins its work with ministerial statements aiming to preserve internal cohesion, the political editor wrote. The meeting between Jordan's King Abdullah II and U.S. President Donald Trump exposed the extent of tensions in U.S.-Arab relations. While the Jordanian king refrained from openly opposing Trump's plan to displace Gaza's population, he did not endorse it either. Instead, he tied the matter to a unified Arab stance that would be announced in the upcoming Arab summit, with a delegation led by Saudi Arabia and Egypt set to engage Washington. However, the postponement of Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's visit to Washington underscored the deadlock in U.S.-Arab relations, particularly after Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdelati informed his American counterpart, Marco Rubio, that Egypt was not prepared to participate in Trump's Gaza's displacement plan. Meanwhile, successive Saudi statements, the latest following a Saudi cabinet meeting, reaffirmed absolute rejection of extremist Israeli rhetoric regarding the displacement of the Palestinian people from their land and emphasized the centrality of the Palestinian cause to Saudi Arabia. The statement also stressed that lasting peace can only be achieved through the acceptance of a peaceful coexistence based on a two-state solution. In parallel, Trump's threats to unleash hell on the resistance if all Israeli prisoners were not released by Saturday dominated discussions. His remarks were a direct response to the resistance warning that it would suspend prisoner exchanges unless the agreement's implementation was corrected, ensuring Israel adhered to humanitarian protocols and allowed sufficient aid into Gaza. Hamas reaffirmed its commitment to the deal and called on mediators to pressure Israel to do the same. Meanwhile, the Israeli Security Cabinet convened an emergency meeting, drawing strength from Trump's threats but leaving room to return to the agreement. It demanded that Hamas release the agreed-upon 9 prisoners on Saturday, signaling that war is not as simple an option for Israel as Trump suggested. This also debunked the narrative that Israel has intended to continue the war and that Trump's pressure has prevented it. An assertion that now appears to have been more propaganda aimed at projecting Israel's strength and marketing Trump's role in the agreement. In Lebanon, the new government held its first session following the official group photo. After the meeting, Information Minister Paul Marcos announced the formation of a ministerial committee tasked with drafting the government's policy statement. The committee includes Deputy Prime Minister Tarek Mitri, Minister of Culture Hassan Salameh, Minister of Finance Yasser Jaber, Minister of Public Works Faiz Razamni, and Minister of Information Paul Marcos. He indicated that the statement would be concise and direct. Later in the evening, Prime Minister Nawaf Salam spoke on Tele Liban, stating that the government's focus was on fostering national cohesion in line with the presidential inaugural speech. He emphasized that the priority remains Israel's full withdrawal from all occupied Lebanese territories and the implementation of UN Resolution 1701. Sources involved in drafting the ministerial statement noted that contentious issues would be addressed using provisions from the Taif Agreement.